Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two quick NFL things, and then Johnny Newton in just a second for a quick three-minute conversation from Saturday in the locker room. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel, after hearing Tua Tagovailoa throw his teammates under the bus by saying they don't show up on time to meetings, quote, after a loss as the franchise quarterback, that's not the forum to displace that. I think he knows that now. There was no ill intention, but a misguided representation of player-orchestrated film sessions, end quote. And earlier in the show, I thought it was this, but I had to do some research and double-check. Ari Myrov of 33rd Team, I think he now works for. He's bounced around. At my sports update, which is still the worst Twitter handle in the world, put up this. Brian Callahan, who's been fired as the Titans head coach, was hired last offseason. Not this past offseason, the offseason before. The same one that Dan Quinn was hired. He was hired by former general manager Rand Carthon, who was fired this past offseason. Mike Borgonzi, the former Kansas City assistant GM, was then hired, and now Brian Callahan's been fired after a 1-5 start. So I thought it was that, but I just wanted to double check, and Ari kind of did the work on the timeline. You knew when they hired a new GM that Brian Callahan was a dead man walking. And a slow start would lead to what happened today. Nobody should be surprised. Nobody should be surprised. But boy, you want to talk about anarchy and up and down, just instability in every way down in Tennessee? That's it, man. Because it goes beyond that. But nobody cares. Point being is, what a mess. We used to have a mess constantly. We're no longer that organization. All right, a quick conversation with my guy, Johnny Newton, and then we'll get to my other guy, Double A, on the other side. Johnny Newton, who had a sack and a pass deflection that led to the San Rostel interception at the goal line last week, part of a Commanders runaway 27-10 victory from Saturday in the Commanders locker room right here.
All right, here with Johnny Newton, Monday Night Football. I mean, obviously, you know, you guys have played in some big primetime games, clinched a playoff spot last year against Atlanta on a Sunday night, but this is a pretty big stage, right? Always fun to get out there under the primetime lights.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We set the tone last year, and this year it's a standard. And just coming in weekly, wanting to raise that standard, the whole team.
I remember the pregame for that Sunday night game against Atlanta that you guys clinched the playoffs. I mean, the place was louder than I remember. I've been around 15, 16 years.
Yep.
Like, did that give you guys an emotional lift, especially? I mean, you know, you play home games all the time,
yeah,
and you played, obviously, in front of big crowds your whole career. But did that give you an extra lift, if you remember?
Yeah, for sure. Whenever the fans bring energy, it gives the players energy. We see them hype, cheering loud, waving their flashes around. That's like an instant boost for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, if they that engaged, then we got to take it up an extra notch as well. So I feel like the fans always are 12th player.
You had one of the 5 sacks last week in Los Angeles. How do you feel individually you're coming on? Because everybody's now starting to talk about, okay, he's hitting his stride. This is what, you know, what they loved about him. Like, how do you feel? Where do you feel you're at?
I feel good, you know. Like you said, I had a decent game last week, but I just want to give a shout-out to all my vets. Sheldon Day, that's my preparation guy. He helped me evaluate everything. He's the one who gets me right every week. So I'll give a big shout-out to Sheldon, Deron, Kenlaw, Eddie, like all of those guys. I just pick out different pieces of their game and try to apply it to my game. So just chewing off those pieces and learning as I go.
You had the deflection on what ultimately turns out to be the Mikey interception at the goal line.
Yeah.
You know, every defensive line coach, defensive coordinator that I've covered, worked around, whatever, is just like, hey, if you can't get there, obviously get your hand up. Is there like a secret sauce to that? Like, man, the timing? Are you waiting for the quarterback to cock his arm? What are you waiting for to get your hand up in the right spot, I guess?
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy because that week, Coach Tapp and Coach Whitworth, like, implying it heavy that we need to get our hand up because he's a tall guy. So whenever he throws, it'll come down. That's the trajectory of the pass. So when I hit that, I just instantly thought of that. Mm. But I want to say there's no perfect timing. I just knew I wasn't going to be able to get there. I knew it was going to be a quick pass. If not, we'd probably get there and mess up his angle. So I know I had to get my hand up quick.
So there was a little more, you're saying, emphasis from D-Tap and the rest of, and Sharif and, you know, all those guys because of Herbert's size, because of his frame.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Is there, like, when you're obviously engaged and trying to get where you, and push, right, how is it difficult to disengage and get your hand up, or is it easier because, you know, you kind of like know how to kind of bend and manipulate, I guess, your body?
Yeah, it just depends. Some guys are really strong. Some guys I could just toss their ass back and put my hand up. So it really is just a me thing, like me getting inside hand leverage and getting extension on them. If I have extension on them, then I could just put my hand up right in and there.
I got you. Thanks for your time. Appreciate you. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate that.
All right, that's Johnny Newton. Johnny Newton, second-year defensive tackle, part of the rotation there. And, boy, if him and Jordan McGee, again, can make the kind of contribution that they made last week in the Charger win every week or almost every week, this defense is going to be a lot better. A lot better. That goes without saying, but a lot better. Don't forget, Jonathan Jones is on his way back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So that's going to help too, right? And right now, Dorrance Armstrong is playing at an extremely high level. Von Miller is starting to feel it a little bit. Had a sack and a half last week. Jacob Martin, Deron Payne, when he wants to play, Deron Payne can be almost dominant when he wants to play. And I know it's not easy. All right, let's get to my guy, Double A, Athan in Annapolis here before the bottom of the hour. What up, Double A? How are you, pal?
I will be in the vicinity tonight. I will be at this venue, and I will be representing your son along with me. So autographs will be going out. Yep, Tyler will be taking orders tonight for his signature, so I will be helping do the collection for that.
Yeah, well, we were
talking about this earlier.
I was going to say, you can pass the financial rewards on to me, because what happens ultimately is everything that I make just goes right back to him and my daughter.
Well, it's the circle of life. It comes full. So, yeah, that's about true. Right. So, okay. I'll send you a Venmo at halftime to see it so you can see where we're at.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Very kind of you. So what do you think about tonight? And are you super confident? I am not. I mean, I'm sure it sounds like it. Like, I'm picking the Commanders to win the game, but I think it'll be a closer game. You know, I had it as a three-point win the other day. I'm pretty much still there. Like, I don't feel like this is going to be easy, whereas I think a lot of people think this is going to be easy.
It's not going to be easy, but if you're a good team right now, you win this game. You're at home. It's going to be a packed house, and it's not a lot of dialogue for me to go into. You're better than you were last year. You're the best running team in football. You can control the clock by running the football. You have the better two of the quarterbacks, and I think you have the better of the defense. I will probably make Montez Sweat somehow look like an all-pro out there tonight, but other than that, I just the way I look at it is this. We have the better coaching staff. We have the better quarterback. We have the better offensive line. The defense just has to find a way with that guy you just interviewed. He needs to start living up to his potential. You know, it was either Bucky Irving or him, and look how that's turned out so far. So hopefully him, along with many others, like Marshawn Lattimore, doesn't go out there tonight and look, what's his number two, Moore? He doesn't make him look like he did a few years ago when I was at that game at halftime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it just, that's what can't happen tonight. So
No. That was not Lattimore. That was, you're thinking, oh God, what was the veteran corner? I know St. Juice was involved in some of that, but there was another veteran corner, that you're thinking of. I have to think about it.
Well the receiver was not Lattimore. For Chicago.
DJ Moore. DJ Moore.
He can't make him look like Jerry Rice out there tonight, and neither Roma Dunze. We've got to do our job. So, I just look at it like this. You're going to Dallas this Sunday, short week. You know you're going to deal with a potent offense. That's going to be a shootout probably. You can't leave any doubt while you're going on the road for the next game. You're the better team. If you're a playoff team right now, what people think you are, then you go win this game tonight. That's really just my take on it. If you're a good team, you win this game tonight.
Yeah,
if you
I agree.
Don't, you're not where you want to be yet.
I agree. So. And you know, again, you're going to need some chips in the bank because the schedule coming up is not easy. I mean, think about it. I mentioned at Dallas on a short week this Sunday and then at Kansas City, and they're getting Rashee Rice back to what they already have. But then think about it. On another short week, they have Seattle on Sunday Night Football, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, they don't have a so-called easy game, so-called, until, I think, Miami in Spain. So,
and you're playing the Chiefs in Kansas City where they had no penalties last night.
Well,
go figure on that one.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. I'll try and see you at the game tonight if we can hook up. I appreciate you. That's my guy, Athan in Annapolis. When we come back, we will spin you around the NFL a little bit from yesterday's action as we make our way to Monday Night Football right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.